The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisperer in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Survivor cards in The Lair of Dagon, the fifth Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisperer in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get a Tentacle. And the cards in between get a +1, +0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. The first Survivor card in the pack is a Watchful Peace. It is a one-cost event that costs 3 experience points. It has 2 willpower skill icons, the Spirit and Bless traits. As an additional cost to play a Watchful Peace, search the Chaos Bag and or cards in play for a total of 5 Bless tokens and return them to the token pool. Fast, play when the draw encounter cards step of the Mythos phase would begin. Skip this step of the Mythos phase. Nate and I were talking a little bit about this before we recorded, and this card is busted, and I hate it.
Yeah, it's like actually broken. There are so many ways for survivors to recur this card with things like Resourceful. Yorick can recur it with his Elder Sign ability. I'm sure I'm missing some, but there are plenty of ways to get maximum use out of this card, and being able to recur this over and over again essentially just breaks the game in twine, as you're able to just coast through a large segment of the game without even dealing with any of the threats from the encounter deck. I also hate cards like this because it promotes a sort of, not a cheating style of gameplay, but it promotes a sort of against the spirit of the game style of gameplay, if that makes sense.
Yeah, this card is really against the spirit of the game. To me, I mean, the designers in the Lord of the Rings LCG ran into this very same problem when they created cards like this that enabled players to thwart the drawing cards from the encounter deck. And I was hoping that they would have learned their lesson from that and known just how dangerous that road can be. And while there are certain players who will love this card and will find, it just seems so easy to abuse this, especially in multiplayer. If you have a couple of Bless decks at the table, 5 Bless token. Like, you look at some of the cards in this cycle where it's like, you need 10 curse tokens in order to do X, or you need 10 bless tokens in order to do X. And this skips an entire encounter phase in multiplayer, so that's 4 encounter cards you're not drawing. And for only 5 bless tokens, which Keep Faith gives you 4 of those. So if you're sitting at a table with a couple of bless decks, there's 4 Keep Faiths, plus each of those decks will be playing 2 copies of Resourceful. So that's 8 Keep Faiths. Throw in a Sister Mary in there, or a Yorick where you can recur this card. This one is disappointing. This is the first card I've been actually, I look at it and I'm disappointed that it has been released, because I will never play with it out of principle, because it's so obviously overpowered. And like, what happened to Exile? Like, it's like, this card seems like it either should be removed from the game or exiled from play. Mm-hmm. When, like, there are far worse cards than this that have the Exile trait tacked on them, or the Exile keyword. And why this one does not boggles the mind.
Yeah, like, if you compare this card to Fortune or Fate, is that the card that removes a doom?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you compare those, these two cards, right, like, that card exiles itself, it costs an additional resource, and it only removes a doom. It doesn't stop you from drawing encounter cards, which is the most important part of the Mythos phase. And the fact that you can just recur this is just dumb. Like, it's just actually dumb. It's not the first card I've been disappointed by in this cycle. I think that was taken by Guided by the Unseen, that actually broken Seeker card. But that was broken in the sense that if you just made it exhaust, it would be fine. Whereas this is just fundamentally, like, goes against the intention of the game, like we've been saying.
So I'm going to give this an Elder Sign and an auto fail because, I mean, as printed, it's definitely, I mean, it's an Elder Sign.
Oh, for sure.
There's no way around it. But in terms of cards, this one is definitely a tentacle for me.
I have to actually totally agree with you. Like we said, the card is actually broken. Like, it breaks a fundamental portion of the game. Being able to skip portions of the Mythos phase is not something that should be done in this game. And being able to do it so easily and so recurable is just dumb.
Like,
I don't
I
like
would
it.
be curious to see. I'm sure somebody has already figured out the way to break this thing and to see how many Mythos phases you could skip in a game and how many, like, especially in multiplayer where the value of this just goes through the roof,
Yeah,
where it's just.
I was talking to Matastrophic and Start With a Name Andy. They play in a regular group together, and they built a four-player Bless centric, team. They were playing, I think it was Mateo, they had Yorick, they had Sister Mary, and they had somebody else. But between the four of them, they had six copies of this card, six copies of Resourceful, and Yorick was doing Eucatastrophe loops so that he could continuously draw Elder Signs. And in one game, they played this card 10 times.
That's just
Like, imagine playing a game of Arkham where you skip 10 Mythos phase draws. Like,
considering
that's
most
not even
games
a
of Arkham
game.
are about 12 turns long. That's like this card should be like this honestly, this card should join Double or Nothing on the list of taboos as the second banned card in the game
I would totally
without
agree.
any real argument, I think. And you know, it's I'm sure the combo players will love this one, but I think for people who just want to play Arkham Horror, this one is a is just not it's not fun. It's not like removing the challenge from the game is not something they should be doing, and it just promotes degenerate decks. That's all it does. It what else can
Yeah,
you
and
say?
what's scary about this card too is you can take a card like Rite of Sanctification, sit those Bless tokens on the table, and then just use a Watchful Piece to snag them later on. So it's not even like you need them in the bag, unlike other cards. So it's just dumb.
The second survivor card in the pack is considerably less dumb than that one. It is the level 4 version of Dig Deep. It's a 2-cost asset that has 2 willpower and 2 agility skill icons. The talent trait, it has two uses 2 resources, replenish these resources at the start of the turn. As a free triggered ability, spend 1 resource from your resource pool or from Dig Deep to get +1 willpower and +1 agility for this skill test of I believe all of the talents in the core set. This one is probably the one that sees the least play. It's gotten a little bit more play lately with the when Preston made his debut. There are quite a few Preston decks that include at least one copy of Dig Deep because it does provide him with a way of passing willpower skill tests, which is not an easy thing for most rogues to do. And certainly Preston is toward the has just as much difficulty as most of them. But yeah, I haven't built many decks with the regular version of Dig Deep, and I don't see myself again. If the others were sort of nice to haves, this one is much further down the nice to have list. I'm still going to give it a 0 because I, you know, as cards go, it's fine. If you're playing a dedicated you know, a survivor who is playing this card, you know, having the extra resources is fine, considering that, you know, survivors don't generate a ton of resources to begin with. Having the extra two, I think, here is probably better than on like something like Hard Knocks, where rogues tend to have all the resources, or seekers don't. And it's nice that these resources don't, they don't count against Dark Horse or any of those other little tricksy things that survivors want to do. So, but yeah, I just don't think Dig Deep sees a ton of play, and I don't think this one will either. But it's a fine card.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I was going to say, the only investigator I could see that could maybe want to take this is Rita, because she already kind of wants to play into her evade game, and having just a way to boost up her willpower is nice, but yeah, it's nice, but it's not a need to have.
Yeah, so I think Wendy might like it too, just, you know, it plays into her two strongest skills, so it's, you know, if you need the extra boost, it's fine. But yeah, it's not a card I reach for very often in survivors. I think the survivor decks have really sort of gravitated toward playing either without resources or for Dark Horse, or, you know, they just have so many cheap cards. They don't need a ton of resources anyway, so that's a knock against, you know, I haven't seen many big resource survivor decks. Let me just put it that way, I think, is that, I mean, maybe Patrice again, you know, Patrice, it sort of plays into her two best skills, but, you know, the Patrice deck I played recently didn't have it. So again, some people will play with it, others will not. And that's going to do it for the survivor cards in the Lair of Dagon. Man, talk about a tale of two cards here. Man, on the one hand, we have a Watchful Peace, which is a busted beyond all belief, and just a really bad card in terms of, I think, for the game. And just really don't like it. And then, of course, Dig Deep, which is about as inoffensive as you can get and vanilla as in terms of cards, I think, as you can get. Any final thoughts?
Ban a Watchful Peace.
That's pretty much it. Ban a Watchful Peace. Just don't bother with it. It's build the deck once, see how many Mythos phases you can skip, and then throw it back in your box and never bother with it again. It's just not something that promotes promotes good gameplay. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.